This article is entitled, To Prepare Our Kids, Ministry Aims to Safeguard Children from Sex Traffickers. It's written by Cindy Yukon, a reporter based in Palm Springs, California. In 1987, the daughter of ELCA pastor Alvin Erickson and his wife Ina was a victim of sex trafficking. All the preconditioning factors were there, her father said. After serving as a missionary in Papua New Guinea, Erickson's next call was to a small North Dakota town. There, his sixth-grade daughter was molested by a neighbor in high school. After the family had relocated to Minneapolis, she received frequent phone calls from a guy who was harassing her and seeking to set up sex parties. In college, she was a victim of date rape. Another time, she tried to help a runaway girl who turned out to be very controlling. And this got her into a situation where she became pregnant, her father said. His daughter decided to give up the baby for adoption, which took a long time. And after the adoption was finalized, a former prison inmate she had met at a Christian gathering introduced her to a man from Detroit. When this man saw how vulnerable she was, he called a buddy back in Detroit who was a sex trafficker, and she became their victim. This was the spring of 1987, and Erickson's daughter was 21. The details are numerous and sordid. In February 2020, 1 month after Ina died, Erickson's daughter died in an apartment fire. Looking back, she was vulnerable to a schemer, an amateur being had by a professional, Erickson said. She was not prepared, and we had not prepared her. So the choices she made were orchestrated by a schemer setting her up to be exploited. She had no idea what she was getting into before it was too late. And the consequences for the family have been horrendous. One positive outcome, he said, is that his other children have done much to help their kids be prepared for the many kinds of subtle, sophisticated evil they will confront. Erickson and his wife attended a support group for 3 years, where they found other parents, sisters, and brothers who had experienced the same pain and loss brought on by traffickers. In 1990, hoping to keep children safe, that group decided to start an organization to publicly address what they realized was occurring. The group began in 1990 as Speaking Truths on Prostitution, and later became Alliance for Speaking Truths on Prostitution, and finally in the early 2000s became a nonprofit ministry, Adult Saving Kids. It seeks to train parents and grandparents in churches to fulfill 3 major biblical callings these family leaders have to pass their faith on in a way that will prepare their offspring and sustain future generations. To pray for their offspring every day and to enroll their congregations in praying for the total membership every day, and to wise up the young by equipping them with tools and the armor of God, so they can stand against evil schemers and not be trapped by harmful activities. I realize that most parents and grandparents are going to be caught off guard and unprepared, like our family was, said Erickson, director of Adult Saving Kids. Like myself, most people only wake up to what is going on when something bad has happened, and then they start asking themselves questions, and it's just too late. So we're working with prevention at the top of the cliff, so harmful and misery-making situations don't have to take place. We all need to be prepared, and we can prepare our kids while we still can. God has provided the tools for prevention to happen. Adult Saving Kids is designed for all parents and grandparents who have offspring of any age. People are learning about the nonprofit primarily through churches the group has contacted, its newsletters, and some synods. Other groups have contacted Erickson when they're looking for something about parents or trafficking and have found Adult Saving Kids' website. Congregational leaders may visit the website and find curriculum that launched this year. The first course trains parents and grandparents to recognize their challenging callings as ministers and their family. For each lesson, there is written material, including discussion questions, a PowerPoint presentation, a leader's guide, supplementary material, and a questionnaire as homework leading to the next lesson. A layperson can lead this. Parents Arise was born out of Adult Saving Kids, and by using that additional name, the nonprofit sought to wake up parents and, yes, grandparents to what they needed to see and do. It became apparent that parents within these churches were not responding to the need to have their children be wiser, less vulnerable, and be better prepared for the treacherous people in dangerous situations they would encounter, Erickson said. So we intentionally focused on the vital role they had in preparing their offspring for discipleship in the world they would encounter. By training their family leaders, they will discover that they can address many dark dangers affecting adults and children, and what conversations can take place before a child actually encounters such people or situations.